Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla. What is up, champion? Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's Every Day is Saturday. Hey, it's not fair. It just ain't fair, is it? No, it's not. I want to talk about fair. Heard a great message over the weekend. I want to elaborate on it. Some of my best content is stolen from other people. You know, I get a lot of questions from podcasters and speakers like, hey, do you ever run out of stuff to talk about? Where do you find, like, it sounds like it every day, every year, 15 years, it's something new that you're talking about. Where do you get all this information? You know, you get the same information. It comes to us all the time in the form of, you know, conversations we have with people, posts that we see on social media. A lot of mine come from sermons that I watch online and in person. Today's message happens to come from my buddy Daniel, who gave a great sermon at MCC, Montgomery Community Church, where I go in Cincinnati over the weekend on Sunday. And I just wanted to elaborate on it, kind of give an entrepreneurial spin to it. And I think it's funny, man. If you listen to Tony Robbins, Jim Rohn, all the greats, obviously Zig Ziglar, people like that, every single motivational personal development message starts in the Bible. It just does. I mean, even Tony will tell you that, you know. There's only so much motivation to go around. It's not like nobody's saying anything new. And that's not a shot at Tony or anybody else. They've taken that core and they've gone and done, you know, whatever they wanted to do. Tony's a disciple of Jim Rohn. Jim Rohn's a disciple of Earl Schoaf, and on and on and on and on and on it goes. And I think, you know, Bob Proctor is a disciple of the book Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. I mean, he's been teaching for 50 years on that book. It's not that, you know, that's a shot at them. I think that should take a lot of pressure off you. You don't have to come up with anything new and witty to say. You got to give your version, your message. You got to become an ambassador of influence, you know? And I think that's what it's all about, becoming an ambassador of influence. Hey, by the way, I don't know, I got a free masterclass. There's not even an opt-in. You know, we got to put your email in. If you go to go.everydayissaturday.com, that's go.everydayissaturday.com. Watch a probably 20-25 minute masterclass. I'm teaching about how to become an ambassador of influence, how to take your message and explode that onto the world. I mean, you can do it. You know, you can do it. But some things are not going to be fair. You know, and I think one of the funniest things I heard, well, this isn't funny, but if you think about it, why do bad things happen to good people? You ever think about that? Like, why do bad things happen to good people? But you flip that, and this is the one that got me chuckling a little bit. Why do good things happen to bad people? You know that person is a real jerk at the office and they always seem to get promoted, or Bernie Madoff's a great example. And prior to going to prison, I mean, he was living the life, right? I mean, all this money and influence. And you know people who aren't living life with integrity and they always seem to have all the accoutrements, I mean, all the bells and whistles and the material possessions that we all crave every now and again, the big house, a nice car. Why do good things always seem to happen to bad people? And if you're a football fan, then you can resonate with the New England Patriots. That's what I thought of immediately. Why do good things always happen to New England Patriots? Why are they always winning? But at the core, it's just not, it doesn't seem to be fair, you know? But if you're looking for fair, then that ended many, many millions of years ago, okay? Fair, we're never satisfied with fair when we're on the receiving end of fair. You know what I mean? If you ever have kids, you've had this conversation a million times, haven't you? One of your kids is like, hey, I didn't get as much as they got. They got a bigger ice cream cone. That's not what? That's not fair. You took her out to McDonald's, but you didn't take me out after my recital. That's not fair. Well, it is. You know, everybody is treated. I used to have this message all the time when I was managing sales reps, because managing sales reps or any type of employee in the office is like running an adult daycare. It just is. You got 20% of the people do 80% of the work, and then you got to run an adult daycare. Are you okay? Are you feeling okay? Everything okay? You all right? You feeling okay? I mean, it's like, seriously. I mean, and that's what it's like if you want. And that's why I got out of that business, man, amongst other things. I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't worry anymore if a 45-year-old middle-aged man or woman woke up on the right side of the bed and they're going to have a good or bad day, because that impacted everybody in the office and they brought the drama with them. You know what I mean? So that's just, are you okay? I'm okay. You okay? But I always used to say, I will treat, everybody here is treated equally, but you're not treated fairly. There's no way. I mean, the number one hardest working sales rep in the office is going to get better treatment than the lazy, mopey, negative person who thinks everything is against them. Everything. There's a conspiracy happening from the time they wake up till the time they go to bed. Everything's working against them. Of course, I'm not giving them as good of leads. No way. And I would tell them, you're not getting the good leads. The Glengarry leads. Great movie. Glengarry, Glenn Ross. If you've never seen it, hilarious movie. All about sales, man. It's real life. But they would be like, well, that's not fair. I know it's not fair. It is fair if you put in the work. And that's the same thing when you're an entrepreneur. You know, when I first started speaking, I didn't think it was fair that other people were getting these great speaking gigs when I'm working my you know what off, and I'm recording, and I got this podcast every day. I'd be recording. Is anybody listening, man? I've got a great message. Every day is Saturday. Why is so-and-so getting booked to speak at these great events? And you know what that would do? It would take my eye off the prize. I wouldn't focus. You know, I wouldn't focus on the reason why I was here. You know, I'm here to deliver a message. My timing, the success, if you want to call it that, that's subjective anyway. You know, but that's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. But it's not going to occur if I do what? If I take my focus off of what it is that really is my zone of genius, and that's creating an inspirational message and then teaching other people how to do that. And I would see it happening. Like when I would go, oh, I can't believe it. Oh, God, I can't believe they're selling a podcast training now and they're making $1 million. I've been podcasting longer than that. And those are truths. Like, those are thoughts that used to go through my head. I can't believe he's doing $100,000 a month. That's not even close to what I can do. Well, you know what? I didn't do it. He did, or she did. I didn't do it. I didn't have the guts to invest in the software to build out a membership site, or I didn't have the money, but that was just an excuse. I didn't make it a priority. They did. They put in more time than I did. They put out all the advertising. I never did it. So all the blame is on me. And when I coach people, man, one-on-one, I try to tell them, I say, look, this process is not fair, but you know what it is? And there's no doubt about this. It's so freaking rewarding. It is so rewarding to see the impact that you have on the lives of people that you never, ever would have come in contact with under a normal circumstance had you just been going about selfishly living your life every day for you. I'm going to go to that job. I'm going to make all the money. I'm going to put it all in my retirement. I'm going to. And you take the message. And look, this isn't for everybody. I'm assuming you're listening to this podcast because you want to create a movement. You want to launch a message. You want to help people. Right? However that message resonates within your business. You could be a personal trainer running a fitness company. You could be running a lawn care company. You could be running a gym. You could be running a housing business, real estate agent, insurance agent. It doesn't matter. How you incorporate your message into your business, into your own brand, matters a lot. And if you're just focusing on you inward, you're never going to reap the reward that's supposed to happen when you show it outward to everybody else out there, man. And it takes guts. It's not fair. You're going to see other people having huge financial success while you're still plodding around, going through the process, building the habit, you know, and but it's going to happen for you. And you know what? You don't know what that's supposed to look like. You have no idea. I mean, I'll take you back. This was back probably, I'd been podcasting for about 18 months, and I got an email from a younger individual, probably in their early 20s, who said that them listening to my podcast, they were going to take their life. And I'll tell you what, man, I read the email like 4 times before it resonated with me. They're going to, and keep in mind, I'm broke as a joke. I mean, all I'm doing is recording into a microphone, and that message resonated with them all the way across the world, and they ended up not committing suicide. And it was just, I couldn't believe. I'm like, wow, is that rewarding to you? If you get that email, would that make you happy that you saved a life, or potentially in conjunction with other things happening, they happened to catch your message, and, you know, maybe they were got right with God, or they prayed hard that God send me a message, and then they heard your podcast, something along those lines, and they didn't take their life. What? How much money would you need to make to have that kind of feeling? See what I mean? So it's not always about that financial reward. Like, why is someone else making that much money? Money is just one thing. It's how we keep score. I understand we got to pay our bills and all that good stuff. And I'm not saying don't focus on that. But what I am saying is just life and business, especially as an entrepreneur, it's not going to appear fair. But in this whole canvas that you're drawing on over the course of your entire life, when you're 65, 75 years old, and then you look back, you'll be like, wow. Now, this is assuming you stay in the game. Yeah, this is assuming that you don't quit. If you stay in the game, not only is it going to be fair, it's going to be the most rewarding experience you've ever had in your entire life. I promise you, man. I promise you. So anyway, that link, if you want to catch the masterclass, there's no opt-in. Just go to go.everydayissaturday.com, go.everydayissaturday.com. Check out the masterclass. Let me know if it resonates with you. You can book a call. It's right there on the page as well. I'll call you, and we'll talk about you becoming an ambassador of influence as well. All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.